This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Cooling the brain after stroke, how induced hypothermia could transform acute care. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate Evidence, a new preclinical investigation published in Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 854, June 2026, has identified promising mechanisms by which pharmacologically induced hypothermia could reduce brain injury in acute ischemic stroke. The research explores how controlled cooling, achieved through drug-based interventions rather than physical methods, may protect neural tissue during the critical hours following stroke onset, offering a potential pathway toward clinical translation in emergency stroke management. Key takeaways: drug-induced hypothermia shows translational potential for reducing ischemic brain injury through preservation of cellular energy metabolism. Pharmacological cooling approaches may overcome logistical barriers associated with conventional surface or endovascular cooling methods. Findings suggest that timing of intervention and depth of temperature reduction are critical variables for clinical efficacy. Study at a glance, 4.3 hours. Estimated therapeutic window for intervention in acute ischemic stroke, the critical time frame within which neuroprotective strategies may be most effective. Temperature reduction and neurological outcomes, a translational framework. Comparative efficacy of hypothermia interventions in preclinical stroke models, indexed by degree of core temperature reduction and tissue protection mechanisms, 32 to 34 degrees Celsius, moderate hypothermia, 34 degrees, mild hypothermia, 72 degrees, drug-induced pharmacological cooling, 81 degrees, surface cooling alone, 58 degrees. Source: Science Translational Medicine Translational Framework Data, June 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Mechanism: how cooling protects the injured brain. Acute ischemic stroke occurs when blood flow to the brain is suddenly blocked, depriving neural tissue of oxygen and glucose within minutes. The cascading cellular damage, excitotoxicity, inflammation, and programmed cell death determines the extent of permanent neurological injury. Hypothermia, whether induced by physical or pharmacological means, slows metabolic demand and suppresses these injury pathways. The research in Science Translational Medicine demonstrates that drug-induced cooling achieves neuroprotection by reducing adenosine triphosphate (ATP) consumption, stabilizing ion pumps, and limiting the release of excitatory neurotransmitters, all mechanisms documented in prior hypothermia literature, but now validated through a pharmacological delivery system. A critical advantage of drug-based hypothermia lies in its speed of onset and ease of administration. Unlike conventional cooling methods, which require specialized equipment, time for insertion, and nursing expertise, pharmacological approaches can be initiated immediately in the emergency department or even in the ambulance, potentially extending the therapeutic window beyond the standard 4.3-hour window recognized for conventional acute stroke interventions. This timing advantage is particularly significant in regions with limited access to advanced stroke centers. Translational barriers and clinical pathway ahead. Despite promising preclinical data, translating hypothermia research to bedside care has historically faced substantial obstacles. Earlier clinical trials of conventional cooling methods, such as the GAMES-RP trial, showed mixed results, with some demonstrating modest benefit and others revealing complications, including shivering, infection, and cardiac arrhythmias. The challenge in moving from rodent models to human stroke patients is multifold: determining optimal temperature depth, timing of rewarming, patient selection criteria, and management of systemic side effects. The Science Translational Medicine research suggests that pharmacological cooling may sidestep some logistical complications of surface cooling, but introduces new variables, drug dosing, pharmacokinetics, and off-target effects that require rigorous clinical validation. The journal's framework indicates that translational success depends on identifying specific patient populations most likely to benefit. Not all stroke patients are candidates for hypothermia. Patients with hemorrhagic stroke, those presenting beyond the therapeutic window, and those with severe comorbidities may face increased risk. Additionally, the research underscores the importance of standardized protocols for temperature monitoring, rewarming rates, and intensive care support during the hypothermic period, elements that will require coordination between emergency departments, stroke teams, and intensive care units across health systems. The global stroke burden and neuroprotection gap. Stroke remains a leading cause of mortality and disability worldwide. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 12.2 million strokes occur annually globally, with ischemic stroke accounting for approximately 80% of all stroke cases. Current standard treatment, intravenous thrombolysis, TPA, and endovascular thrombectomy, is time-sensitive and available only in advanced hospitals. Many regions lack access to these interventions. This creates a neuroprotection gap. Patients in rural or resource-limited settings who cannot access acute reperfusion therapy remain vulnerable to catastrophic neurological injury. Drug-induced hypothermia, if clinically validated, could serve as an adjunctive neuroprotective bridge, stabilizing the brain during transport to a thrombectomy center or while awaiting other interventions. Georgia's healthcare system faces particular challenges in acute stroke care, with significant geographic variation in access to specialized stroke units and interventional capabilities. The translational insights from science translational medicine may prove especially relevant for health policy discussions around emergency stroke protocols and the feasibility of implementing neuroprotective strategies in primary care settings. Next steps, from bench to bedside. The transition from translational evidence to clinical practice requires a staged approach. The immediate priority is designing phase 1 and phase 2 clinical trials to establish the safety profile and optimal dosing of pharmacological hypothermia agents in acute stroke patients. These trials must address key questions. What drug classes are most suitable? What is the tolerable depth of hypothermia in humans? How rapidly can safe rewarming be achieved? Which patient subgroups, by age, comorbidity, imaging findings, show the greatest benefit? The research team at Science Translational Medicine notes that collaborative networks linking academic stroke centers, emergency medicine departments, and neurocritical care units will be essential for recruitment and standardized protocol delivery. If early clinical trials demonstrate safety and efficacy, the path forward involves larger randomized controlled trials comparing pharmacological hypothermia to current standard care in acute ischemic stroke. Success in these trials could reshape emergency stroke management globally, particularly in settings where advanced interventions are unavailable. The implications extend beyond individual patient outcomes to health system efficiency. A simple, rapidly deployable neuroprotective intervention could reduce disability rates, shorten intensive care stays, and lower long-term stroke-related healthcare costs. Drug-induced hypothermia demonstrates translational neuroprotective potential through suppression of ischemic cascade mechanisms, offering a pharmacologically deployable alternative to conventional cooling methods that may extend treatment accessibility in acute ischemic stroke. Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 854, June 2026. What this means for patients. If clinical trials confirm efficacy, drug-induced cooling could provide brain protection immediately after stroke onset, potentially reducing permanent disability, particularly important for patients in areas without rapid access to advanced stroke interventions. For clinicians, a pharmacological hypothermia agent would simplify acute stroke neuroprotection, avoiding complications of conventional cooling and enabling earlier intervention in emergency and pre-hospital settings. However, clinicians must await phase 2 safety data before adoption. For policymakers, investment in clinical trial infrastructure for pharmacological neuroprotection could strengthen acute stroke care systems, especially in rural or resource-limited regions. Approval would require updates to stroke protocols, training programs, and equitable access frameworks across health systems. Frequently asked questions: how does drug-induced hypothermia differ from conventional cooling methods? Conventional cooling uses ice packs, cooling vests, or endovascular catheters to reduce body temperature through external heat exchange. Drug-induced hypothermia uses pharmacological agents to lower core temperature systemically. The advantage is speed of initiation and simplicity. A medication can be administered immediately in an ambulance or emergency department, whereas conventional cooling requires equipment and technical expertise. However, pharmacological approaches are still in preclinical development and must undergo clinical trials before use in patients. What is the therapeutic window for acute ischemic stroke intervention? The standard therapeutic window for intravenous thrombolysis, TPA, is 3 to 4.5 hours from symptom onset. Endovascular thrombectomy may be effective up to 24 hours in selected patients with favorable imaging. Neuroprotective strategies like hypothermia are being explored to extend this window or to stabilize the brain before reperfusion therapy, potentially allowing more patients to benefit from treatment. When might pharmacological hypothermia reach clinical practice? Based on translational research timelines, Phase 1 safety trials could begin within 2 to 3 years if regulatory approval is granted. Phase 2 efficacy studies would require an additional 3 to 5 years. If successful, a new pharmacological hypothermia agent could reach clinical practice within 8 to 10 years. However, this timeline depends on funding, regulatory support, and recruitment success in clinical trials. The translational research detailed in Science Translational Medicine, June 2026, represents a significant conceptual advance in neuroprotection strategy, moving hypothermia from specialized intensive care units to deployable emergency medicine. While preclinical promise does not guarantee clinical success, the mechanisms identified, ATP preservation, ionic stabilization, and inflammatory suppression, align with established stroke pathophysiology. The next critical phase is rigorous human testing, with close attention to safety, optimal dosing, and patient selection. For the global stroke community and for health systems like Georgia's seeking to improve acute stroke outcomes, this work signals an emerging therapeutic avenue that could fundamentally alter how emergency teams approach the first hours after stroke onset. Source: The Translational Potential of Drug-Induced Hypothermia in Acute Ischemic Stroke, Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 854, June 2026.